Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today is a Friday show, and it's the final Friday of the month, which means RCPD on In Focus, and we have, for the final time here before he retires, RCPD Director Dennis Butler joins us here via Zoom. Good morning, sir.
Thanks, Brandon. It's always good to be with you. I wanted to let your listeners know I was supposed to be in the studio with you this morning, but I've had this nagging and chronic cough that sometimes crops up in a coughing fit, and I didn't want to scare all of you, but I want to tell your viewer or your listeners that because I might have to hit mute. So if I'm in the middle of an answer or I'm not answering right away, I'm trying to get through that before I do. So I appreciate everybody's patience.
All right. Yeah. Good to disclose that. Appreciate that. We're bummed you can't be here, but hopefully I'll get a chance to see you before you leave. And a lot of folks, you've had a lot of praise here the last couple of weeks, and I think it's well deserved. From the law board to the Raleigh County Commission, and I know a lot of other folks, you've probably gotten a lot of thank yous and well wishes these past few weeks.
Well, everybody's been so nice and gracious to me during my 3 years here, and of course, you know, these last few weeks. But I really don't miss the opportunity to remind them, and it is so sincere to say this department really is stocked with so many good employees who are passionate about the work they do, dedicated. They have great training and an outlook on what service looks like, and without them and their cooperation and buy into some of the ideas that I've had and emphasizing some of the strengths they already had to make them better, the things that we've done were accomplished wouldn't have been possible without them, and that is just how it is. But thank you.
Well, I told Director Butler here before we got going, I didn't really prepare a whole lot of questions today. Just kind of we're gonna take it and see where the hour takes us here. Just gonna talk about his career and some other things, and we'll also take phone calls. I know there's a lot of folks who maybe haven't gotten a chance to say their goodbyes to you, so we'll take phone calls here this hour from anybody who has a comment to Director Butler, 785-537-1350, and that will certainly be good to have if you want to call in and say something nice, hopefully. But Director Butler's been very gracious with his time here, coming once a month, joining us here for the hour-long program. And you're going to be ending your career here on Monday, your final day of policing, and is what, 42 years is how long you've been in law enforcement?
Yeah, actually, I got hired as a police cadet in 1979, so it's about 42 and a half. And I was a cadet for about a year before I went to the academy and became a police officer in 1980. So sworn time's a little over 41, but overall working in policing is over 42. That's right.
So in that time here, you've seen quite a bit of change. What do you remember the early days of being in law enforcement? And if so, what have you taken from those early days that have kind of stayed with you?
You know, I do. I worked in Alexandria, Virginia for 25 years. And Alexandria, when I started, it was a wonderful city. But I started in 1979, and to give some people context who are as old as me or maybe a little bit younger, there was a movie that came out called Remember the Titans. And if you've ever watched that movie was based in Alexandria, Virginia. And those events that led to that movie were only 7 years prior to me being hired there. So it gives you some idea of what the environment was at the time in Alexandria. It was only 10 years really when I got hired after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy. So there was a lot of racial history and strife in the city. Crime, and it's really hard for those who aren't law enforcement to appreciate this. We measure crime around the country using part one categories of crime, and it involves a certain number, very specific, of violent and property crimes. when I got hired, there was about 105,000 people living in Alexandria, much smaller area than Riley County. It was only 15 square miles and we had 105,000 people. But that first year that I was a police officer, 13,000 Part 1 crimes were reported in the city of Alexandria. And just most recently, it's been less than 3,000. So it was very violent. Crime was rampant. The kind of work that I did as a patrol officer really involved really running from call to call, to robbery, to burglary, to rape, to fights. It was there were areas of the city that were very dangerous. You know, I have to pause for a second and just tell you, you know, it's not lost on me just how fortunate I am, you know, because when I think about some of the calls that I went on, some of the foot pursuits I engaged in, running through alleys, turning corners blindly at night, not knowing what would be around the corner when I was chasing somebody, I could have been one of those officers that ended up, you know, being seriously injured or losing their life, because that's really how dangerous it was, in my opinion, back then. I learned a tremendous amount about people. One of the things that I've told several folks, and I don't mind saying it here, was even as dangerous as it was, you know, there was a lot of really good people who lived there, and the people I worked with were outstanding, and they really took an interest in trying to develop me as a 20-year-old police officer into somebody who could be productive. But the one thing that was so satisfying about, and I'm jumping ahead here, coming to Riley County, was I always really tried to take one person at a time, no matter what kind of call I was on, and really do my best to listen to what their concerns were and do my best to address it. Even if it was something they didn't want me to do, you know, I really wanted to do my best, but also be thoughtful about what I was hearing from them. And I used to get a criticism every now and then from my coworkers. They thought I was wasting my time doing that, you know, especially if it was somebody we knew or somebody who made a lot of bad decisions. They thought I was wasting my time. And for the most part, I just didn't feel that way, and I felt differently. And I think that served me well through the course of my career, but it also made me feel pretty unorthodox in many situations. And then I come to Riley County and I find a department where that's really embedded in their culture here. That's really embedded in how they hire and train people. And I've never seen anything quite like this. I mean, it really is on a higher tier than anything I've ever experienced before or been a part of. And I just find it tremendously satisfying to end my career in a place, even if it was only for 3 years, that I felt like I fit in so well.
It's nice to hear that. And we have some callers here. We've got while you were talking, we had a couple people call in. They want to talk to you here. So we'll go to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on In Focus with Director Butler.
Hi, good morning. This is Aaron Esterbrook, and I really just wanted to say thank you on behalf of my wife and myself, the Director Butler, for just the attention that he's brought and the focus he's brought to on his team to mental health issues and the work RCPD has been doing with crisis intervention teams and co-responders. It's really amazing, and it's a big difference than maybe even 5 or 10 years ago. So just want to thank him for his leadership and really appreciate he's made a difference in our community that will last for generations.
Well, Commissioner Esterbrook, I really appreciate you saying that. As you know, there was a lot of really good things going on here when I arrived. But just like a lot of things over the last 40 years in law enforcement, there's been a tremendous evolution in several areas, and how we respond and train our officers to de-escalate in mental health crises is just one of those evolutions that had to happen. And it had to happen because, as you know, overall, the country's mental health system has degraded quite a bit. And I think more and more people are realizing, you know, what a mistake that was to let that happen. And they're working very hard to try to stop the bleeding and turn it around and start providing locally in communities the kind of crisis treatment people really need. And it's just one of those things, like other things, that you recognize need to be done. And I'm glad that they were doing it here, and I'm glad we've been able to improve it. I really appreciate your comments on that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the call. We can go back to the phone lines. And this is Robert calling in. Robert, go ahead.
From someone who doesn't agree with most anything, I wanted to thank you for your well-spoken, educated voice in law enforcement. My friends that had been all through their enforcement offices in their careers and had given it up, I wanted to appreciate what you've done in this society where the kids are learning from Fast and Furious to steal cars and shoot their friends and run from the police and shoot at the police, which is a terrible thing that's going on right now today. But I wanted to thank you for at least leaving us with no fast chases in town, like what happened last week over in Emporia with the guy who was thought he was running from the police at 100 miles an hour and hit Grandpa in the intersection and killed him. Of any of the contributions you've made, thank you so much for all your efforts.
Well, Robert, I recognize your voice. You've called in, I think, in almost every show I've been on K-Man, and you've always been very supportive of the work that the men and women here in the Riley County Police Department do. You've asked some tough questions, which I appreciate. It shouldn't just be a praise show. You've asked some very hard-hitting questions sometimes that deserve an answer. And again, you guys are gonna think I'm a broken record, but you know, I really found an amazing department here. And you know, having a different set of experiences and perspective, some of those strengths, like our pursuit policy, existed, and those are the kinds of things that I looked at, and we work hard to try to make it even better. Some of those conversations internally can be difficult ones because we want to balance the safety of our citizens with the desire of our officers to hold people accountable who are violating society's norms. And that balance is not something that, you know, you just decide you're going to do something and then it's going to work perfectly. It requires constant attention and tweaking. And I think the officers here have really done an amazing job, and we keep our fingers crossed that we don't have any bad outcomes. But I think the training and, again, the hiring and the way we hire people, I think, makes a big difference. So thank you for your support during my tenure. I'll miss our conversations.
All right. Very good. We're going to take our first break here on the program. We'll have more with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler when we return here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.